from Kansas City. KC Bird Whisper International Productions presents Bird Talk live online with your host, Mike Kiger. I say that every time I come on air. Don't you love it? I do. I like saying it because that's who we are. We're Bird Talk live online. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight before we sign off. Let me get these headphones away from the microphone so they're not echoing in your ear. About someone that we are looking at having on air and as having a regular host of our Bird Talk radio shows, Mr. Ross Perry, an avian veterinarian of eons that I know of, and just an extremely brilliant person. I was going through his website or his Facebook page, may as well be a website, right? A little while ago, and looking at a lot of his quotes and postings, and I'm telling you, we're going to be just really privileged to have Mr. Perry on air soon, and hopefully to host our one of our Bird Talk radio shows. We'll have many hosts of our shows in the future with many themes, and to bring to you, the Bird Keeper, a huge resource of online media for your benefit and especially for the benefit of your feathered loved ones. I wanted to read something to you from Mr. Perry's website or his Facebook page tonight that's really interesting, and it's something that I've realized along the way in my life of now. I think I'm 58 years old. I'm so old, I have to actually get a calculator out to figure out how old I am, because I don't really celebrate my birthdays every year like most of us old people don't. But anyway, I'm about 58, and I, you know, over the past 10 years or so, watching the younger generation behind me, have realized that many of the younger people, like myself when I was younger and we were all hippies and wearing bell-bottom jeans and rebelling, are looking, you know, you're looking for your identity. You kind of follow the crowd, you go to all these events and things and hang out with your friends and try to figure out who you are. A long time ago, I realize that there's nobody like me. There's nobody like Mike Kiger. I'm the one and only. And I'm no celebrity. I'm no superhero. You know, I'm just a person like anybody else. But nobody has my fingerprints. And I would appeal to you that if you are kind of, and this is a little off topic from bird keeping and all this, but I'm getting to this with Mr. Ross Perry's quote here. I would appeal to anyone that is not sure who you are, which we all do this. We all do this in life. I mean, it's nothing new. We're all searching. That if you're just not sure who you are, just turn up the palm of your hand and look at your fingerprints and remember and realize and know this, that God only made one of you. That's it. There's one of you, and your fingerprints are proof of that. There may be, out of, I don't know what, a billion people, another person with fingerprints close to yours or something, but that's not the point. The point is that God made those fingerprints just for you, and only you can fulfill God's plan for you. And I want to read from you this really beautiful story from Mr. Ross Perry's Facebook page tonight. If you can bear with me on this, it's kind of long, but it resembles this, this same search for identity. I think maybe I should do a different radio show about, you know, society and identity crisis in America, because it is a big deal. We are often experiencing an identity crisis in America. Come on, brain, let's go. It's late, and I've been on air a lot today, so my brain's kind of running out of word power. If I were a woman, I would have more, and y'all know what I'm. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Women have more word energy per day than men do. But, you know, if you really, you know, if you sit back for a minute and put down the iPod and the video games and all this stuff that you think makes you you, and think about it, it doesn't make you you. Nothing in the world makes you you. What makes you you, boy, this is getting bad here. What makes you you is you, and you can look at your hand and know there's nobody else like you. So I'm going to read you the story that'll kind of get on with this horrible dissertation, if you're still awake. It's called The Crow and the Peacock, and this is on Mr. Ross Perry's website. That's Ross Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. He's a veterinarian, an avian veterinarian, living near Sydney, Australia. I can't pronounce the name of his town right now, but when I get him on air, he'll pronounce it for us, and we'll understand a lot more about this brilliant person that I can't wait to talk to. And when I do get him on air, I'm going to keep him on air as long as I can, because, well, you'll see why. But here's the story, The Crow and the Peacock. Once there was a crow, it had a burning desire of looking to be more beautiful. The crow lived in a big banyan tree. Let me see if I'm broadcasting here, because, yeah. Okay, here I am. Let me get my levels right. This is a really great story. And you may be a little, hang on with me here a second. I just want to make sure that we're on air, we're broadcasting. You know, this is internet radio. It's not like, okay, I had to check my monitor. This isn't like FM radio, you know, like you just flip a switch and start talking and you know a billion people are listening to you. It's a little different. But here it is. Hang on. This is the story of the crow and the peacock. From Mr. Ross Perry's website of Sydney, Australia. Or he lives near Sydney, I think. Anyway, here's how it goes. Once there was a crow, it had a burning desire of looking to be more beautiful. The crow lived in a big banyan tree where a number of peacocks also lived. It saw the beautiful plumes of the peacocks and cherished a desire to look like one of them. It often cursed itself for being ugly. It scorned the whole crow community for being black and ugly. It had an ambition to improve like a peacock so that the people may praise it. In order to fulfill its ambition, it thought how to break away with the crow community. After deep thinking, it deceived upon an ambitious plan. It decided to collect dropped-off feathers of the peacocks and fix them up into its own feathers so that it may look like a beautiful peacock. The poor crow never thought that only fixing of the feathers could not make it a peacock. There are many other things, such as color, size, and crest, which are the essentials of a peacock. After putting on the feathers of the peacock, the crow considered itself to be a peacock. It was beside itself with joy. It decided to go and live with the peacocks. It took a long flight and reached the place where some peacocks were walking around. It walked up and down among the peacocks. The peacocks saw this strange bird with surprise. It looked half crow and half peacock. The peacocks are known for their self-pride. They could not tolerate a crow posing to be a peacock. They could not break the presence of an imposter among themselves. At once, they pounced upon the crow and broke away some of its artificial feathers. The crow was able to save its life with great difficulty. It flew at full speed for its life. The crow took a long flight and reached a place where some crows were perching. It began to move about proudly among the crows. Crows. Excuse me. It's late and my brain is slowing down. The crows took it to be a different bird resembling a peacock. They could not brook the presence of a peacock among themselves. They attacked it, pecking it hard with their beaks. Again, the crow had to fly away for its life. It was pained at heart and flew to a lonely tree in the jungle. It did not know what to do. It thought it had tried to improve itself by fixing peacock's feathers into its own. But they could not make it a peacock. It was not accommodated by the peacocks. Rather, it was attacked for being an imposter. Not only this, even its own brethren, the crows, disowned it. It was at a loss to know what to do now. At last it tore off all its peacock feathers and became a crow again. It was only then that the crows owned it as one of them and accommodated it among themselves. The foolish crow had a bitter experience. It learned a lesson for life. Do not adopt unnatural and unfair methods for self-improvement, and do not try to copy others. And here's a quote from the Dalai Lama related to this story. In order to carry a positive action, we must develop here a positive vision. I think the moral of this story is, be yourself. Birds of a feather flock together, and you can't be a bird of a different flock if you don't have the feathers. I'm Mike Kiger, your host of Bird Talk Live Online, signing off from Kansas City, live from Kansas City. Thank you for tuning in today.